8 o'clock on the dot till now, 8:01. Nailed it. Monday morning. Happy New Year's Eve to you. Best part of the season from the 816. Best thing of this Chiefs season is having Dusty and Mac on the morning show. Love Klingler, but the level of fun has increased in the AM.
Oh, that's Thank nice. You. It's very nice.
Thank you very much, 816. Level of fun. I did have somebody tell me, like, dude, I don't know what you're on. I'm sure there's times I come in here and Mac's like, dude, I don't know what this guy's on. I give you a shot of it. He's, you know, little capsule of blood. You'll be there, man.
I don't know if I want to be there.
Okay.
No, you wake me up with your silliness.
Yeah, it right when we get in the door, man. Like I'm like literally like white knuckled on my steering wheel, like coming in. I'm like, okay.
I was this morning too, though. I was ready, man.
Yeah, yeah, champing at the bit.
Yes, exactly.
Right,
champing. I don't know.
It's champing.
Okay, thank you.
That one guy that knows everything in the room. Mm. He told me that.
Gotcha.
He had a full on like you know experience when I said it. Because it was one of those, before I knew the thanks coach thing existed, I said chomping at the bit, and the text line was like, to be fair, it is considered, it's naturally champing, because chomping is the act of chewing.
Oh, here we go.
Right? Somebody says, put the cocaine, come on, man.
Hey.
37, I can't do that. End up dead, man.
Too early.
O'Minihue coming back, best part of the season. But no, I said it, and he just goes, he literally... I'm not kidding, Mac. You know what I'm talking about. He literally stood up and was like, thank you. Gave me an applause. And he's like, finally, somebody gets it right. It's champion. And I just like rolled my eyes and I was like, okay.
All righty.
All right. So never saying that again. So Joe Tooney's pretty good.
Dude.
Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Solidified.
I think if it wasn't already, this season has to go into the accolades book.
Yeah.
And it might be number one. You can put all your All-Pros, put all your Pro Bowls, all that stuff. You know, amount of snaps played consecutively. Joe Tooney had a great record on that for a while. All those should be. But at the top, above that, his number one accolade should be filling in at left tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs in the midst of a three-peat run on their way to a 15-1 season that previously had the worst left tackle play that he has now resurrected into above-average left tackle play in the midst of playing the best pass rushers in the span of 3 weeks. It's a long accolade, but that's what it would be at the top of his accolade list. This has been extremely impressive. It cannot be spoken on enough how amazing what Joe Tooney is doing right now.
Yeah, look, there's no secret as to why Mahomes has looked better. Because he knows now. He's I'm fine over here.
Yep. I'm safe.
And he's had plenty of tests, right? He's had Myles Garrett. He's had Will Anderson Jr., Pittsburgh's defensive line that is
Alex Highsmith, TJ right. Watt, all those guys. Yes.
And the other thing too is that like it's quiet. It's very, you know, it's very just there. Like before, it was like, all right, here we go. And then now it's like, oh, we got to shift over to right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And to me, it's the obvious elephant in the room that if your blind side is protected, you're comfortable. Deep pass got completed on Christmas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Mahomes threw for, what, 320 and three touchdowns? Mahomes has not thrown an interception since the Buffalo game. Believe it or not, since week 11. That's the last time he threw an interception. And he threw two. One was a Hail Mary at the end or a heave at the very end.
Yeah, desperation.
So take that away.
Doesn't even count.
So one interception.
Yep.
Since week 11.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been clean. Now, I know that Joe Tooney didn't come in week 11. He came in week 15. But in the toughest stretch of the season, and maybe the toughest ask that you can have of him, he's shown up. And in 11 days, they go 3-0, and it's no secret the left side of the line is a reason why they're separating themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They beat two playoff teams, and they beat one of those teams on the road in a tough environment, whether you're, believe it or not, the terrible towels, all that in Pittsburgh, Christmas Day, everybody's juiced up, took the juice out of the room immediately.
It's the constant hindrance on your offense that is kind of withheld you from being able to unload your playbook and say, okay, we're going to do this with Hollywood now that he's been back. Okay, now we can put Xavier in these situations. Travis, you're going to run this little option route, little choice route, takes an extra. Now, instead of having to worry about, oh, well, we can't actually do that. We got a chip over here and I don't know, play action. It's going to be a long 7-step drop for Mahomes. I don't think he's going to have the time. Now you can say, okay, you know what? Whole playbook's open because they actually have someone comparable on the left side, and honestly, above comparable. Joe Tooney, you know, in that first game against Myles Garrett, we came back after that Browns game. I was a little bit skeptical, didn't really love it. He was pressured, you know, almost 20% of his dropbacks. Patrick Mahomes was no sacks, but really he was getting hit. He was getting pressured. He was running for his life. Mm-hmm. Didn't know if Joe Tooney was going to be the answer. These last two games, it's looked like he hasn't missed having someone on his left side. He is that left side. I don't know, and I asked the text line, 913-586-7965, what you guys think. I don't know, Dusty. I think DJ Humphreys plays week 18. He's one of those guys that gets in if he's healthy and ready to go against the Broncos. Mm. If he plays well, I mean, what do you do? Do you start him, or do you just stick with what's worked?
I think you stick with what worked, and then maybe you put Humphreys at left guard.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, again, Caliendo's been good.
Yeah.
Or what's the common saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, keep it the way it's going. I mean, again, 77-36 in the last three games that they played in 11 days. It used to be 10, then it changed to 11 overnight. 77-36 is what you've done to your opponents. Brown, Steelers, and Houston. Those aren't like your stepdad's defenses.
No.
Those are defenses that are decently good.
Yes.
Right? I know the Browns or whatever, but that Schwartz defense last year was number one.
Yes, number one or number two, depending on what you want to say.
Your Chiefs were in total points, yep. All that. It's not like they fell completely off this year, right? Like, I know Jameis didn't help them. That's why he doesn't play quarterback for them right now, because he turned the ball over. Not a lot of that is on your defense. That's tough to ask.
Yeah.
Hey, we just turned the ball over again. I know you're just on the field for 7.5 minutes. Go out there. Good luck. It's Patrick Mahomes. Houston's defense, same thing. Great defensive line. Gamblers in the secondary. Pittsburgh's defense. That's what keeps them in games.
Same with Houston, yeah.
Yeah. That's what keeps them there.
Yeah.
Is their defense. And the Chiefs outscored those three opponents 77-36.
And more specifically, to your point,
didn't throw an interception.
Didn't throw a pick.
One sack.
Got sacked once. Barely got pressured.
Yeah.
Did whatever they wanted to. Run the football a little bit less against Pittsburgh, but didn't really need to. Ran the football when they had to against Houston and against Cleveland. But to your point, those defenses not only are a lot of those teams' identities and the way they win games is getting after the quarterback. And the fact that Joe Tooney was able to stop them from doing that 2 weeks in a row, yeah, I think I'm kind of with you. You know, I think you play DJ Humphreys week 18. Now, if he looks impeccable against what is another really good defense in Denver, you know, yeah. Nick Benito is going to be top five on DPOY odds, a guy that a lot of us probably didn't know at the beginning of the season, but he's got two touchdowns. He's got a hell of a lot of sacks. He's a great pass rusher. If he looks great against Benito and company, I'd consider it. You got 2 weeks to work out and practice, so maybe you look through some different looks. But I kind of agree with you. I mean, you've run out of time, right? Like, we're here. You've got practice, but as far as game time, you've got week 18, and that's not really a lot. I think your run-up track that was meant for DJ Humphreys obviously got sidetracked because of the injury, and I think now you've got to go with what you have, and that is Joe Tooney. And, man, I would have told you a few weeks ago that's not that good. It looks pretty damn good.
Right. This is from T-Money, a.k.a. Troy. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Tooney's your left tackle. Humphreys is a backup. They're playing their best football. Don't try to overthink it. Yeah. I don't hate that take.
Yeah.
I mean, you know?
Yeah.
But again, yeah, sure. Okay, fine. Or now you just reload at right tackle all playoff long, right? You're just like, hey, Humphreys,
Juwan,
best game that guy's having, that guy's playing until you piss me off and you're done.
I love it.
Then you just load up on right tackle.
Yeah.
Keep the left side the same. Let Trey and Creed do their thing. Let Caliendo do his thing. I ask you this. You talk about DJ Humphreys in the last game of the season. Does Hollywood Brown play at all?
Gosh.
Because I don't need to see anything else.
I'm good.
Because what's he going to accomplish with Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Maybe a route?
Yeah,
maybe
some routes.
Some
hand signals.
Physical, some reps. Yeah. But dude looks good.
He looks great. And that's what's great. He's been running. It's
not like his legs or anything.
No, he's been sprinting. He's been cutting. He's fresh. Yeah, I honestly kind of agree with you. If Mahomes isn't out there, so that connection wouldn't be growing, no reason for me to see Hollywood Brown. I don't know reason for me to see, and we'll get into this obviously as the week goes. Mm. I mean, Chris Jones, Mahomes, Kelsey, Joe Tooney.
Does the entire offensive line sit out? Minus Wanya? Or, I mean, maybe Juwan doesn't?
Yeah, I want Juwan to play.
So that's got to be brutal. Hey, everybody's got the day off but you. Oh.
Damn.
You didn't get the invite. I guess they got lost in the mail.
Yeah, maybe you're right, man. That's kind of mean. But I don't know if he really deserves this. I mean, we talked about all season. We've gotten to focus on left tackle. That has been a savior for Juwan Taylor, because if not, we would have been killing him this season. He has not been up to par.
No. And
4 penalties on Christmas.
Oof. It was back to that.
It was bad, bro.
Illegal formation, yep. 74, offense.
When my fiance is going, "Why, who's 74?
That's right.
When that's happening, that is bad.
Yeah,
it's always 74.